Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning, Jürgen.
Morning.
Back to the scene of the worst performance ever.
Thank you.
You must have learnt a lot from that afternoon. What will you do differently?
Everything. Yeah, that's the plan, obviously. Yeah, I think, how I said, after the Wolves game, we knew obviously before the Wolves game that we that a draw is bright, and I think we showed that we really want to go through anyway. So that's football, eh? There's always a new chance. You always can do better. And that's what we obviously will do. And that's it, pretty much. But that brightness in a really good moment, there's no doubt about that.
Any players closer to return?
Closer, yes. Yeah. Of course, closer.
Or imminent?
No. It will take another couple of weeks, I think, until they can start. Luis takes longer. But Diogo, Bobby and Virgil, couple of weeks, yeah, and we'll be part of, can join training, and then we have to see how quick it goes from there.
Stefan Bešetić, new contract signed yesterday, a real talent. You must feel he's got a very promising future.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew that was pretty clear from the first moment, but you never know how quick it goes. And so I think we were pretty careful with him because of his age and all these kind of things. But he showed now that he's ready and for us very helpful in the situation. So a lot of his natural skills is something we didn't show often enough in the recent games. So the aggression, but a good aggression, not that he kicks players, but he makes really the last step into challenges. Is good football on top of that. So that's obviously very important in the center of the park. And really happy, really pleased that he signed his new contract. He deserves it as well. And I think he's really happy about it. So it's good.
And just finally for me, here on Merseyside, could I get your reaction to Frank Lampard's dismissal at Everton across the park?
Yeah, that's the business usually. Yeah? So that's how it goes. And of course, I feel for Frank. He tried everything. That last year, it was not easy as well when he arrived. So I think he did well. And then this year, after losing Richarlison and then Calvert-Lewin not coming back, we all know how injuries can really impact the season. And in these decisive positions especially. And that's what we in this job have to accept if these kind of things happen. But Frank will come back, definitely. It's clear. He's still a young coach, young manager, and everything is ahead of him.
Looks like Sean Dyche is coming back.
Yeah, I don't know.
We do.
You do. It's clear. I saw Bielsa landing. So, yeah. But he only had a private appointment on. Okay. Okay.
I was just thinking, was there much talk amongst those players after that performance, that defeat at Brighton, assessing, you know, what went wrong and what you take, or the players can take from that, and as a team going into this match, albeit it's a different competition and the cup holders as well?
Yeah, being the cup holder, I don't think it's a massive advantage in the competition, so we got to start every year completely new. But what we know is how great the event is if you arrive at the final. So that's of course in our mind. So that's helpful if you want. still the worst game I ever saw of a team in front of mine, so that didn't change since then. Thank God. Imagine we would have played the worst the week after. And pretty much everything went wrong there. We played complete in their cards, and we had to change the approach completely, not only against Brighton, but in general. And we did really well in moments, in spells during the games. I think the first half against Chelsea was really disciplined, really disciplined. Chelsea's a really good football team, and we didn't give them a lot to play through, which is important. That's something we have to do similar against Brighton, of course. Second half started, then we built on the first half, started really well. We got a bit overly excited, if you want. We were not that compact anymore. The pressing was not that coordinated anymore, and that was then Chelsea came to two chances. But so that's now again something we want to work with, and that's where we want to go from. And that would, being more compact than we were at Brighton, would be really helpful, to be honest. Compact in our case never means we have to be very deep. We cannot do that. But in the decisive areas, we have to be compact, and we have to defend them well. We respect them a lot, obviously, for good reasons. We did that before the first game as well. But we have to make it more difficult for them, and we will do make it more difficult, and then we will see what we can make of that.
Because I remember with the match against Wolves in the replay, you were saying you'd go to your strongest team available to you. Obviously, there were a few changes, but those changes impressed. You saw the performance against Chelsea as well, building on that. So would it be a similar sort of selection to what you've had in the last two games?
Didn't make these decisions yet, but we have now a long training week, and after the game again, and that's something what we always use, and then everybody can show up, and if the boys who started now the games, which are good with the good spells, are look like they have to go again, then it will start again. If not, we have thank God up front not too many, a little bit. Darwin is in, but in midfield we have a few options. I hope that stays like this, and that's always good. This kind of combination, how I said, who's ready to defend is more than welcome in the team, and the boys look like they understood, and now we have to show it on the pitch.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi. Obviously, you want to get Virgil van Dijk back when he's ready, but in the aftermath of the Brighton game, you've had two clean sheets, so you talk about being compact. Is that, as a manager, the thing that you look at first to make sure that you keep things tight? And how encouraged have you been by those last two defensive performances?
I think we could have had clean sheets with Virgil as well, to be honest. But no, it's nothing to do with that. I don't think we ever had to discuss really the quality of our centre-halves. And talking about that they were responsible, they didn't have clean sheets. I wouldn't say they played a perfect season so far, but it's defending, and defending is much—it's much more complex than talking about centre half. So, yeah, clean sheets are massive, 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 massive for us. I know everybody waits for a a performance 3-4 nil early, decided, bam, free flowing football and these kind of things. Yes, well, that's what you want to see, but that's what you have to work for. And the clean sheet is the best start into that direction, because that means you can win a game at 1-0, which is absolutely a result completely fine. From where we can go. So that's it. Yes, clean sheets are massive to us.
And you've had so much success in the cup competitions in recent years. And you're still in two cup competitions this season. So when you have a good run in a competition, does that give you momentum in them, or can it give you momentum in your league form as well?
Yeah, can, but it's not, you cannot say it now, say like that. You have, we are not famous for going far in FA Cup and Carabao Cup. Last year we went all the way, but before that, it's not that we were, yes, we qualified quite frequently for the Champions League final, but the other cup competitions we had to get off a bit earlier. So there's not too much. Cup competitions are then always difficult when you have these midweek games. So because you need to have an eye on it and stuff like this, and you, but now we have a full week to prepare the game. In our tight schedule, I'm not sure that the FA Cup should have a weekend match day, but now we have it, and that's good to prepare at least. But we'll make other things more difficult. We have still two games in hand, where somebody has to fit in somewhere. No news about that yet. No clue when that will happen. So the further we would go in the cup competition, I think the more complicated it would be. Let's see. It's not a problem for now. Each good game, each good result is there. And it's not about a competition, then it's just there to give you confidence, to give you momentum. And then it's about giving it. In a moment, obviously, the job is slightly different, because we have to improve in a lot of things. But when you have runs where you win 5, 6, 7 games in a row, whatever, there's a lot of work to do as well. It's not that it just happens. So it's just slightly different, because one is with lesser confidence, the other one is more with more confidence, which is obviously a massive difference. And so, yes, each good result gives confidence, and that's why we try to play really good at Brighton and go through to the next round.
Just going back to that defeat at Brighton, I know it's a different competition and possibly a different team this weekend, but do you refer to that performance at all in any way to the players and say, look, because it's so recent in the memory, we're going back to this place, look how bad you were this here, what we did wrong, you need to make a point of being back to
you? Yeah, not on a daily basis, but yes, we had, of course, we had intense talks after the Brighton game. We had to change immediately, and we did. A couple of days later, we played against Wolves, and it obviously looked completely different. I said after the game, it looked like two different sports. So, but now we will not do the meeting where I show all the bad situations from Brighton. That would be a proper horror show. No. We saw that already. We played it and saw it after, so that's fine. But of course, it was the... It was then, if there's anything good about it, so it felt that bad for the players as well, that everybody was clear about. So it's not about here and there a little bit. It's about a general change and improvement of different things. And that's why, how I said, you can lose a game. And we did that. And if you don't learn from it, well, then it's just a defeat. If you learn from it, then it's important as well. And we tend to do things like that.
You've named the same midfield three for the last two games. What's the dynamic that those three offer you that you've seen in the last two games?
So obviously we had injuries after Brighton or little Nicholson there, and so it was clear that we had to change anyway. So and then I liked the rhythm. I liked the mix of offensive things and defensive readiness. I like that. It was not the three alone, because the three alone can do nothing, but the front lines were did that really good as well. And that's really important to us. You cannot. There are specific things an opponent is doing. It's not that that each opponent offers absolutely everything and you have no clue what they are doing. Sometimes that can happen, but lesser with quality teams like this. It's just with teams they try to survive, then you don't know really what you prepare for. But with Brighton, a lot of things are clear what they are doing, and you have to respect them, you have to defend that. If you don't do that, yeah, and you are screwed. There's no doubt about it. And that's why we have to. The midfield three, then it just worked well for these games. We will see who will start Sunday. It's not about against anybody or whatever. It's just the boys in a moment training. That's all about the midfielders. They all show up. They obviously all want to play. So that's good. That's good. And my job is then to make the decision. Let's see how it works best. And then we have five opportunities to change. For me, it's exactly the same importance, how we start and how we finish a game. It's exactly the same. So there might be in a player's mind slightly different or in a journalist's mind. But and for me, it's the same importance. So we have six, seven midfielders in top shape. Perfect situation. Anyway, in our system we play now, or used to play now for a while, only three can start. But then you have you cannot make mistakes, let me say that, with lineups. That's good. And that's actually what that's a situation I want to be in again.
You can blame James.
Yeah, when it's
off
midfield, is it more important than ever against a team like Brighton when they've got, they seem to have real strength in there with Casado?
No, yeah, it is. But against Brighton especially, it's massively important how you defend the first line. So there are these, they're that good. But Caicedo and McAllister and the two centre halves calm like hell. The goalie really calm. So they just pass the ball through. If the front three is not defending well, and that was our problem, for example, at Brighton. That's how it started. The midfield wanted, but we were never close enough. And if you defend Brighton with seven... Okay, now I don't want to make it too big. But if theoretically you defend Brighton with seven players, no chance. So that's the situation. It's not about the midfielder and that they are good there, and that's why we have to be good there. Yes, that's one part of it. It's really about how we defend in general.
James, last one, we'll have to move on to you.
Yeah, when's Arthur Mello up to be in his rehab?
I would say pretty good. So he's running a lot. For him as well, I think 2-3 weeks maybe until he can join team training. But it looks good for a while already. So it was now a long injury. He needs a proper build-up. It was not a part of team training or whatever. Not at all. We had this week, so Fabio Caballo is obviously out. He has a little thing, but he will not be ready. Will he be ready? Did anybody tell me that he can train today? I don't think so. But maybe he can train today, but will be not 100% ready for the weekend. Billy was not in training for one day, but he's fine. He's fine. There was no injury reason. Who else? Who was not in training? Ned. Ned has a proper cold. So, yeah.
Just on that, do you think is there a chance he could go before the deadline next week with Reece Williams coming back from his loan at Blackpool?
It depends on the offers as well, yeah. But we have to be prepared for pretty much everything. So we don't know. The 31st is the deadline day. And we'll see. I don't know.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.